I've known them to have these artificial eggs they put in the nest, keep from leaving a nest egg in there, but I don't put no artificial one in there and leave no nest egg to prime them either. Mm. God, if they want to lay, they can get up there and lay. They, when time comes, it's coming anyhow.
Right. Mm. Some people, I think, have told me that they use those things. You're talking about chicken snakes. They'll leave there for chicken snakes.
Yeah.
And that'll mess them up good.
There's a fella live right up the road here. Put one of these old white doorknobs in a nest. And that darn snake swallowed that doorknob, too.
But he was in a fix, too.
Yeah, he was.
Well,
yes, sir, he swallowed the doorknob, the man said, and he killed the snake and cut him in two and got his doorknob back.
One of those porcelain kind of things, something like that?
I reckon it was. I don't know what them things are made out of.
It looked like an egg, though.
Yeah, only they look like a regular doorknob. They're white, some of them is. I don't know whether they're made out of marble, some kind of granite stuff, I imagine.
Do you ever care anything about doing any hunting or fishing?
Oh yeah, I like to hunt. Don't care too much about fishing. Like turkey hunt, deer hunt, dove, going to these dove shoots, dove hunts. I like that. These quails, they're too quick for me. They get up and going right now.
Well, they kind of surprise you the way you...
Yeah, I can't help but jump my nose is there. Going to get up, for the dog got them pointed. Mm-hmm. Can't help them jump and save my neck. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what my brother likes to do. At least he calls himself hunting. He just doesn't bring much back. But he likes to get out there, you know, and mess around with it.
Now, you don't bring it back every time you go, but you about get some every time.
What's in season now? Anything?
Nothing.
Uh-huh. What about squirrel? Do you ever care anything about that?
I used to, but I don't anymore. They eat up the corn all around out there, and I don't even bother.
Hmm. Do you have different types around here?
Cat squirrels and fox squirrels. Two different kinds.
What's the difference?
Well, the fox squirrel is about as large again as a cat squirrel. It's about all the different colors. Some of the fox squirrels are gray with a little black on the head, and some of them's red, and some of them's just about solid black. Got a little white on his round under his eyes there. They're a good bit larger than the cat squirrel.
Do you have anything around here that's kind of like a squirrel, but he's not as big and doesn't climb trees, stays on the ground?
You're talking about a ground squirrel? Yeah, I got them.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. A lot of them call them chipmunks.
You don't see those things where I'm from.
You don't?
Mm-hmm. Don't have them.
We got a lot smart of them around here.
I do. Yeah.
So they're pretty little creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them got their dark brown with a little white streaks running down. Some of them, well, they're different colors. Some of them, they're about red with a dark brown streak all the way down.
You said you didn't care to fish much. What do people around here go fishing for mostly?
Well, they fish for cat and bass, mostly brim.
Any idea if people use live bait, what they use?
No, I don't. Sure don't.
With worms?
A lot of them use mooners on these white perch. Worms for brim and cat.
Well, that's a big lake around here, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm on the other side of Andalusia over at, Lockhart.
Oh, yeah.
And then a big lake. Clear, I think it's called Clear Pond.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, too, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a big one over at Ghent. Got a river dam up over there, that point A. Got that dam across there and all, makes that one over at Andalusia, Ghent.
Right. You ever been down to Euphrates?
Oh, yeah. We're calling there around Euphrates. Haven't been in there since it. That dam in there, I don't, did they ever get that thing finished?
I just don't know.
I don't think.